Outside of sex, food is the thing that touches you the most. Food brings people together. Food heals. Food destroys. It sustains communities and countries. It does all of the things. It's so powerful. My name is Christy Brown, and I am owner of That Brown Girl Cooks. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri originally, but I call Seattle my home. My first memory of cooking is being at my grandmother's house in Kansas City, Missouri, and having free reign to make dinner for everyone. So I crafted like menus for everyone and had the place setting for everyone. I remember just being so proud of every dish I brought out. And, you know, my family was really loving. And so, you know, you got the applause and everyone's, oh my goodness, the whole meal. Oh my goodness, this is so good. This is so good. And when I started cooking, and like professionally, I had a couple of jobs like in restaurants. I was usually the only woman and definitely the only Black woman. People would say stuff like, oh, little girl, you know, why don't you go over there and make that salad? Or, and so I remember one day, like somebody said something crazy to me like that. And I was like, he went on his break and the order came up. So I jumped on the line and I was like just doing what I saw him doing, which was barely nothing. And I was like, and they came back and they're like, you're in the weeds, are you handling this shit? I was like, yeah, what did you think? You know, like, I didn't go to school for nothing and I didn't come up here to make salads. So definitely there were times that I got treated differently and either I didn't stay or I let people know that that's not what I was there for. We started That Brown Girl Catering in 1996 and had a wonderful journey until 2009. My mom had passed away. I got pregnant with my youngest daughter and it was just so much going on. And I was just like, yeah, this is a good place to stop. So we stopped, closed it down. And then in 2012, I opened That Brown Girl Cooks. And that was just like, okay, you know that you were born to cook, so what are you gonna do? And I was like, okay, I'm a cook. I realized that every time I change, my business changes. When I grow, my business grows. And so it's like, if that be the case and I'm doing this on my own, then I don't really need to set myself up to like measure up to other people's standards. I really have to just go for the goal. And I have to give myself permission to say, okay, it's okay to have this self-expression. It's okay to call yourself that brown girl. Sure, it makes mostly white women feel uncomfortable. But guess what? It's my name, boo. I'm not living in slave times. You know, I'm not adhering to that. This is not about that. This is about me and my self-expression, and that works for me. We need to identify like serious healing spaces for folks. And I think that food does that just automatically. So I don't know that I chose it, but I think it chose me.